most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, mother...
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
I didn't know what day it was when I woke up this morning.
I had a similar situation.
But welcome to the world's most problematic morning show. Good morning.
I was like, is it Friday?
How's everybody?
We got candles lit in here. What's going on?
I don't know. Some lady stopped by yesterday after the show and left some candles. So I said, let's...
They smell really good, too. She gave me one.
She makes the custom candles. So they make candles out of, like, your favorite alcohol.
Yeah.
So I got a Remy bottle candle.
Yeah, this is Cabo Tequila. Cabo Wabo Tequila.
I don't know if it actually smells like the alcohol.
No, it doesn't.
It's just a good smelling candle.
Yeah?
Okay. Oh. All right.
I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, just lit the candle, just get some smelling vibes in here this morning. We got Fat Joe joining us. Fat Joe will be in the building. We'll kick it with Fat Joe a little bit. He has a single that we're about to premiere in less than about, 2 minutes? He's so excited, and that's the name of the single. So excited.
I'm going to clues bombs for Fat Joe. Fat Joe is one of those guys who keeps a tough tune in the tuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like he drops it whenever he feels like the other tough tune has expired.
Has
so
died down a little bit.
Yeah, the way up is, I guess, expired, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's on to the next.
They had money showers after that.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. They had another one after that featuring a dream.
Right, so.
Yeah, so now they're back at it. So shout to Fat Joe. We're going to premiere that in a minute. Now let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Now, you know we all love Netflix, but did you know how much debt they're in? And also Scaramucci, a.k.a. The Mooch, loses his job in the White House.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Let's start the show off. Here is Fat Joe, who will be joining us in a little bit, featuring Dre. It's called So Excited. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Well, it looks like L.A. will get the 2028 Olympics.
That's right. They hosted back in 84 and 1932 also.
Now, that costs the city a lot of money usually when they do the Olympics, but they make a lot of money.
Yeah, they generate millions of dollars.
Generate a lot of money.
It seems like the Olympics are too big for L.A. What the hell are they going to have at Pasadena? I don't know.
A little bit of everywhere. They usually have it. Now, let's talk about the White House. What's going on in the White House now?
All right. Well, it's been, 11 days since the communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, was hired, and he's already out. We don't know if he's resigned, if he's been fired, but there's a lot of reasons for what happened. He actually had done some interviews, and they were pretty disgusting. He made some remarks about Ryan Priebus. He called him a effing paranoid schizophrenic, he was the chief of staff, in an interview to The New Yorker. And then he also said that he's not trying to be like Steve Bannon, who was the chief strategist, because he said, I'm not trying to suck my own...
Okay.
In an penis. Interview. In addition to that, his wife actually filed for a divorce while she was 9 months pregnant with their second child, because she just hates the way that he's been and him being in the White House and all of that. So just kind of a mess in a short 10 to 11 days.
I don't see how they can get anything done in that administration when they have such a high employee turnover rate.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And the tweets and the memes that were going around were hilarious.
Now let's talk about Netflix.
Netflix is $20 billion in debt. That's a lot of money, by the way. And they're expected to spend $6 billion on original content this year, and also some money for licensing fees for programs from TV studios. So even though they're in crazy debt, they're hopeful that financing will create growth in the short term.
How the hell is Netflix in debt? Everybody
because of all
watches
that
Netflix.
Original programming
they're buying
that they
so
have.
Much programming, I guess. This hasn't caught up yet.
They even said that show, The Get Down, they had to cancel that because the expense for producing that show was so crazy and so high.
But everybody got Netflix. We pay monthly subscriptions. How the hell are they in debt?
Maybe it's not enough. Maybe they're not making all that money.
I mean, they're making a lot, but they're spending so much money on their original programming and on the licensing fees for the shows that they have on there that you can subscribe to. That just hasn't gelled yet.
Well, drop one of Clues Bombs for Netflix. We appreciate your debt. All right?
Sure.
Your debt provides us countless hours of entertainment and content, and we thank you for it.
Experts are saying it could take decades for them to make that money back.
Wow. All right.
Well, that's good. That means that they'll be on for decades. Mm-hmm. Okay, I still got the Defender series to watch. You know, they got to put a nice little bow on Orange is the New Black. All right, it's a lot of things that Netflix still has to do for me.
All right, well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, you just want to vent a little bit. Or maybe you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity. Whatever it may be, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Jeremy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing, Jeremy?
I'm doing wonderful. I love you guys. I listen every day.
We love you back.
Thank you for having no taste, boo.
No, why are
you
and liking this well, problematic morning show?
Well, let me tell you, I love y'all, but I gotta call and check it. You gotta check your friends now.
Go ahead.
Look, I just don't agree with this thing that went on with Lil Duval and this overall like unawareness. Now, Charlamagne, I want you to be as conscious and aware as you pretend to be all the time and for everybody. And let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
Transgender people are for real dying. Like, it's not like some fun things that are happening. And you know you set that ignorant man up to make all these ignorant comments.
No,
and
time out. No, I did not. Like, what is this set up? By asking a question? Like, that's not, y'all got to
stop
saying
that. No, and let me
that.
Tell you why you set it up. Because you was giggling in the background. You were giggling like, oh, I just set him up to make these ignorant comments. And meanwhile, on the ranch, all these transgender women are for real dying.
Well, let me
I'm
ask
in
you
Detroit
let me,
right
let me ask
now,
you a question.
And it's real here.
You're absolutely right, but did you watch the interview?
Yeah, I watched the whole interview.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When he started making comments about, you know, trans women dying, did my face not straighten up and I tell him you can't do that? That's a hate crime?
It did, but then you started laughing. And
no,
that's the
I laughed when he
said what he said, and that's the real problematic part.
That's not
because
true,
your
boo.
Book is called Black Privilege. Black Privilege, right?
Yes, it is.
And so all these transgenders, they're not white women. They're black women. They're black transgender women that are dying. People who support you and support your morning show and support your book, we really love your brand of ignorance. I love it. It's intellect. It's intellect wrapped in a unique brand of ignorance. I'm all about it. I support you and I love you. But come on, you got to start making more conscious and aware decisions when it comes to the people that, and, you know.
Listen, I will take the blame for laughing when he misgendered Janet, when he said that N-word is doing his thing. But I did not laugh when he made the comments about killing trans.
Yeah, because you ain't got to apologize. That I ain't asking you to apologize. That was that man's word. But I'm talking about just being more aware. Because Angela Yee, she the one who always got to remind you what's going on, too. She always like, you heard this wrong. You know, just be more conscious, brother, because we support you. The gay community, we love you.
But we're all going to work on being more conscious, and that's part of the reason why we actually even had Janet Mock up here to kind of educate
conscious.
People.
That's why.
But we can always work on being more conscious about things that we haven't experienced.
Well, thank we're you for all you, conscious. That's
you
why,
are conscious.
That's why we
you
shut Duval up when he started talking that nonsense. I will take the blame for laughing when he misgendered Janet Mock, but I did not laugh at any trans violence
rhetoric. Well, thank you for calling and thank you for supporting us, all right? Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up. Or if you feel blessed, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Say it.
Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Gene,
what's up, bro? You feel blessed
what's going
this morning?
On, man? Yeah, I'm both. I'm blessed and I'm mad, man. You hear me?
Go ahead. Tell us why.
I'm blessed because, you know, I've been through a lot, man. You know, served in combat, had PTSD, didn't know it. Spent 14 years of my life in prison. Got out. About to graduate from Seton Hall with my master's.
There
you go. There you go.
Yeah, so I'm pretty blessed. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's awesome. I love a success story.
Now, why are you mad now?
So then along with that, I'm a published author, too. Get my book, Lucky For Me.
There you go.
Gene Thomas.
Congratulations. So, you're not a New York Times bestseller like me, though, but you know.
Oh, stop it. Let him be blessed.
Hey, man, listen, man. It's only because of your name. I checked out the content, man. Cut it out.
Oh,
anyway.
All right.
Okay. Tell him not
That's
yet.
That's not true, though. I mean, you can have a name and still not, you know.
All right, so, Gene, go ahead.
Anyway, so I'm mad because along with, you know, making this transformation of my life, you know, I want to have a successful monogamous relationship. And so in the process of trying to find that, you come across these women, and actually a lot of times professional women, who say they want one thing, but really don't. They act like these dudes, you know? They're not faithful, they're sneaky, grimy.
Hey,
where are you meeting these women?
Different places, man. On these fake upscale bougie black bars. On the line.
You gotta go back. My brother, something other than a bar, bro.
My brother, you're absolutely right. I just want to tell you, I got you beat again. I'm happily married with two kids. Just want to throw that out there too. You want to blame that on my name too?
Yep.
I'm unhappily single, but I got a great son.
There you go.
Oh, well, congrats on that. Okay.
That's what he said. He said son.
Son. He said he has a great son.
What's wrong with you? Where is your mind at?
What are you talking about? All right, Envy.
Maul, tell him why you mad, Maul.
Yeah, I'm mad at all these trans people going at Charlamagne, man. Like, after all the Breakfast Club did for the black community as far as awareness and all that, you can cut your thing off, but you can't take a comment.
Stop it.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't say that about them, sir.
No, I'm not saying nothing crazy, but I'm just saying, man, like, relax. Like, if nobody got common sense no more. Everybody get offended, but nobody got common sense.
Right,
if
and
you
Little
listen
Duval,
to the interview and watch it.
Little Duval even tweeted out, leave Charlamagne out of this because I think he might be gay too, but he's still my friend.
Yeah, like, Duval clearing up, like, come on, man. People too sensitive, man. It's too crazy.
Listen,
and I'm blessed.
They have every right to be upset. I just think that they're upset at the wrong people.
Right.
Especially when Duval is steady keeping his foot on their neck.
All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up. Or if you feel blessed, hit us up. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's give you an update on R. Kelly. What's going on with his tour? Not looking good. He's actually had to hire a crisis team now.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back.
Do we need one?
Keep it locked. It's
not
The Breakfast
yet.
Club.
Sure.
Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm. Now, Fat Joe will be joining us next hour. We'll also be premiering his new single, if you haven't heard it. We'll get that on in a little bit.
Fat Joe got the Khaled package.
Yes.
Getting played every hour on now.
Yes.
That's the iHeart Khaled package.
Right. We'll talk to Fat Joe in a little bit. But right now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk R. Kelly.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So if you're planning to go see R. Kelly for his after party tour, there are some dates that have been canceled. 4 of his 10 upcoming tour dates were canceled yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had gone on stage and had this to say about all the controversy surrounding him and his alleged sex cult.
So when they told me to tone it down, I don't want to offend nobody, but I got told them I'm a grown-ass man. I told them, they hired R. Kelly, so I got to do the R. Kelly show. It's just what it is. It's all entertainment, y'all. For those of you who don't agree with my show, I imagine y'all better leave right now because it's about to get freaky than a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's all entertainment until somebody really get peed on in the front row.
Yeah, so those 4 shows they're saying were canceled. It looks like due to poor ticket sales. In the meantime, R. Kelly has hired a crisis team. Even though he's saying all these claims against him, where he's holding women in a sex cult is a bunch of crap.
Is R. Kelly really under crisis, though?
He's been under crisis for like the last
15 years. That's what I'm saying. R. Kelly done had a sex tape where we watched him urinate on an underage girl, allegedly. You got to say allegedly because he got found not guilty. But is he really under crisis? I don't see the backlash against
him. Well, because of the ticket sales. Like, according to a source on Page 6, they said the promoter sent an email to R. Kelly's team and told them they were going to lose $400,000 if sales don't pick up fast.
So when did the Breakfast Club hire a crisis team for Little Duval's comments? Do we hire that one?
Well, Little Duval's not helping. He's like, listen.
But do we hire a crisis team? What's a crisis team? What does a crisis team do?
They basically try to spin everything so your bad press turns into more positive. Mm. Focus on some great things that you're doing. And tell you what statements that you should be making publicly.
So they basically basically feed you a bunch of lies to tell. Like a politician almost. Tell everybody what they want to hear. Get everybody, you know, you lie to people basically. Sell them a dream.
Or they basically tell you how to spin it.
So
maybe you're not necessarily lying, but you're focusing on more positive things. Kind of like if you ever saw the movie Wag the Dog. Mm. Maybe they have something else happen, so it's a distraction from what's really going on, and then we forget.
Now just quick question. Somebody just sent me something, right?
Don't interrupt Angelina's Rumor Report for this
nonsense.
Are
these old?
No, those are new.
Okay. All right, now let's discuss Angela Simmons. She actually had posted, you know, she had a baby. And she put, life is too short for fake smiles and hidden tears. When we love ourselves, we don't take no crap from nobody. Love yourself first. If you ever find yourself fake smiling, walk away. Life is too short for fake smiles and hidden tears. It's so important to stay around people who keep you uplifted and happy.
That is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That is some great advice for everybody.
I say it all the time. Guard your energy. The people that you're around and your energy goes up, that's who you want around. The people you're around and your energy goes down, fall back away from them.
Now, MTV has announced that they are bringing back Total Request Live.
Drop on the clues bombs for that, damn it.
Absolutely.
That show wrapped up its run back in 2008, but now it's set to return. I see our guy DC Young Fly is going to be one of the five rotating hosts.
Mm-hmm. This is my guy DC Young Fly. He'll be on the Breakfast Club this week. Drop on the clues bombs for DC Young Fly.
Mm-hmm.
It's my man.
In addition to that, by the way, there's not going to be a Moon Man anymore for the MTV Video Music Awards. There's going to be a Moon Person now. So no more Moon Man trophies. It's a Moon Person. Why should it be a man? That's what the network president, Chris McCarthy, said. It could be a man. It could be a woman. It could be transgender. It could be nonconformist.
It's going to be the same statue, but they're just not going to call it a Moon Man.
Right.
Okay.
Chris. Anything could be underneath that suit.
Oh, I get what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it is the suit.
It's just a suit. It's the same statue.
It's a Moon Man. It's a Moon Person
Moon
suit.
Person.
It's a Moon Person. Moon Man sounds better, though. It got a better ring to it.
It kind of flows, right?
It's an astronaut. Just astronaut.
If anything, what they should just do is call it a VMA award. That's what I always called it. I never said, hey, you won a Moon Man. I'd be like, yo, you got a VMA award. We don't congratulate people on winning a Moon Man.
It's an astronaut.
Just say a VMA award.
You got that new astronaut.
And salute to my man Lawrence Jackson, too. He's one of the new hosts of TRL, too, man. Drop on the clues bombs for Lawrence.
Lawrence was on Revolt, right? Used to be on Revolt?
Lawrence was on Revolt.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's on TRL.
All right.
Guy.
Now, there's a new show coming out that's going to be on Amazon. This is exclusive so far right now, right? No one else has this story yet. Black America and Will Packer and Aaron Magruder are teaming up for this. And it's an alternate history where newly freed African Americans have secured Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama as reparations for slavery. So that's post-Reconstruction.
Yes.
And so they actually, we get some...
Yeah, so everybody that's upset, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they came out with the whole No Confederate thing.
Well, it's called Confederate. That's a show that's on HBO. Yes.
Yes, and that's about what? That's the alternative history about?
That's where the Confederates won the American Civil War. So
yes.
That would mean slavery still was continuing. What would that world be like? And, of course, people are upset about that show. There was an organized protest on the show. And they did all that via Twitter during the new episode of Game of Thrones. Now, HBO said in a statement that they haven't even written the first episode yet. So they're still early on in their development stages. They want people to wait, but come on.
Well, don't think Will Packer and Aaron Magruder are doing that show to combat that, because they actually announced this back in January. They just didn't say what the concept was. They said it was going to be an alternative history show, but now we know it's called Black America, and it's if black people had gotten reparations and we were in control of three states.
Okay.
And that'll be on Amazon.
That sounds amazing, by the way. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Will Packer and Aaron Magruder. Aaron Magruder is a genius. Boondocks is one of my favorite shows of all time, damn it.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Now, when we come back, Fat Joe will be joining us. We'll kick it with Fat Joe. We're also going to premiere his record.
I'm so excited.
It's called So Excited, so keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Fat Joe in the building. Joey Crack.
What's up, y'all? What's good?
You keep on, Joey Crack.
Thank you so much, man. I mean, you know, hey, y'all, Ev, you know,
I got a chance to hear it early.
Yeah, you know, I've been...
Miami.
I've been muscling his ear. Like, okay. I stopped the whole club. He in the club. I stopped the whole club.
Club is rocking. Joe stops the music. Envy, I want you to hear this right now.
The crucial moment.
Did the club keep going?
Of course.
All right, so you got one.
It's a hit record,
right.
Man. It's a hit record.
And then I said, I needed that. And he said, I'll talk to you later.
So that means the solo album is coming.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The solo album is coming. I'm working on that right now. Also, Remy's solo record probably be out no later than 2 to 3 weeks. She got to, like... pray for Joe. Her joint is going number one easily.
Oh, 2 to 3 weeks. Remember about to do a Beyonce? She just going to throw it out there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not the album.
The single.
Oh, the single. Single. Okay, okay, okay. Got you.
Well, first of all, her album is crazy. Like, you know, it's like, I forgot people could rap like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, her music is coming out amazing. We've been working real hard on that.
So and, seven summers, six winters, or something like that?
Seven winters and six summers,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
How involved are you and Remy with each other's projects as far as listening and giving your input?
I'm super involved in her project. You know, when we first said we was going to rock again, I had promised her she was going to be female rapper of the year. Although it seemed far-fetched, because, you know, other people had had it for so long, you know, she listened to me and she stayed the course. And now she's the female rapper of the year. And what was crazy is I don't want to give up too many secrets, but the second we accept the award, you know, we looked and we was like, you know, the Warriors win the war, they win the trophy, but then next year they got to play again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the minute we grabbed that award, I was like, well, you know, this is over. Like, all the way up is over. Everything is over. You know, it's a new year. Like, and she was like, yes, I'm on the same page. Let's go. So, and then, you know, we just went to the studio, and she got smashes, bro.
Yeah, I wondered, how do the men handle rap beef? Like, you got a relationship with Wayne, so when Nicki and Remy were going at it earlier.
Yo, I haven't even seen Wayne since the rap beef, so I don't know if he wants to hit me with a hootah. You know, that's my brother. I love him to death, man. Like, I mean, he probably could get away with some funny stuff, like, but Lil Wayne could probably slightly punk me, and I'll walk it off, like, you know, it's very rare anybody can get away with that. He probably could say something. He's not like that. But he could probably say something, I'll be like, and just walk away. Yeah. I love him so much, man. He's so hard not to get along with, man. He's such a beautiful dude, man. Wayne is amazing, you know what I'm saying? He's always been there for me through thick and thin, vice versa. So, you know, I love him to death.
So it was basically just like I'm not going to say a fun thing, but a... They just battling with each other right now. They'll be all right.
I don't know, man. I mean, them ladies, man, they, you know, I don't think hip-hop has seen nothing like that. You know, I feel like Remy is like, you know, she's for the people, man.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? You seen her struggle. Mm-hmm. She showed you on TV. You know, she got the ultimate husband that loves her. And...
Yeah, Pap got to stop, by the way.
No, he got to stop.
He got to stop. He did a freestyle the other day. I'm like, I'm a sucker. I posted.
That was a beautiful freestyle.
I reposted.
It's not even Remy's birthday. It's not even Valentine's. I'm like, come on,
yo,
Pap.
Yo, I reposted. But first of all, Remy just gets shut down. Like whenever she talks to me, yeah, you know this guy's brother. I'll be like, yo, come on, please. Like, the best guy in the world. Don't play yourself. I don't want to hear no literature, nothing.
As an OG in hip-hop, what inspiration did Jay-Z's 444 album provide for you? Because I saw you tweeting
man,
about it.
It was amazing to me, man. First of all, to be in the game for so long, go platinum in 3 days, stay true to his craft. He didn't even give us a single. He didn't even give us an in Paris. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't lie, you know, it's something for everybody. Hip-hop is so diverse. So for me, I guess in my age group, I think it's the most amazing album in the world.
I love
it. You know, so I listen to it every day while I work out. And I'm, gangsters don't live in no tenement, y'all. Yeah. Rude boy don't live in no tenement. Too much watching.
Oh, that's so.
You know what I mean? I'm like, no, that joint right there is crazy. I'll be in there. And the 444. So I love the album. And what's weird is I haven't got tired of it.
After all these years in the industry and still working hard and having artists, what gives you inspiration to continue to rap?
That's what Jay-Z asked me. I sent him the single before anybody. So if it's leaked, it's him.
Okay.
Right? So I sent it to him to see what he thought. And he was like, yo, this is... Well, I don't want to do a lot because, you know, he's not... He's private. But, you know, he saluted the record.
Right.
He thinks it's a hit. And at that, he hit me with the same question as you. He was like, yo, man, like, why? Like... You like a machine, man. You just keep going. And with me, it's like, I get high off of it. I don't get high. I don't smoke. I don't drink. You know, people telling me, yo, you got a hit. And then me knowing where I come from and the journey, plus 20 years in this rap game and what we doing right now, you see, rap music is young to begin with, right? So our OGs are 53s. 53 years old. I don't want to call them out, but, you know, the golden days of rap.
Right.
So it's still young. So when they say rap music is just a young kid's game, who said that?
That's not true anymore.
No. I'm just saying. But it's not true because we ain't laid down. The rappers before us laid down. So when you got like Jay-Z pulling out music still that's going platinum, you got a Fat Joe putting out number one singles. When you got a guy like Rick Ross, and I don't want to put him in my age group, but let's just say Rick Ross, he putting out consistent music, you know, real hip-hop music. Right. So it's like, you know, if you got it, you should do it.
All right, we got more with Fat Joe when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Fat Joe's in the building. Now, tell us about your dinner with your idol, LL.
You know, I was telling them, I was like, you know, I like to hear from my OGs, the artists I look up to. If they making new music, I want to hear it. I want to hear all that. So there should be a space and maybe satellite radio or somewhere out there where I can hear the new EPMD, where I can hear the new Rakim, where I can hear the new, you know, whoever, you know, we looked up to, Biz Markie, whoever.
In the urban AC hip-hop stations.
Yes. They don't have that for hip-hop.
Nope.
They have that for R&B. Like Mary J. Blige still going number one.
Absolutely.
R. Kelly still going number one. Music Soul Child still going number one. They have a lane. They ain't got that for hip-hop. So I was trying to brainwash LL, like, yo, because besides him and Will Smith, they the richest guys who did it in the old school. So they obviously the guys that could go politic that. So I was like throwing a birdie in his ear, like, yo, go get that, man. Like,
they got the throwback hip-hop stations now, but they're not playing music. Yeah, they're not playing new music from old artists.
They're playing the throwback, but they're not playing
new music from old artists.
Like, how can I follow what they're doing right now?
They should, like, mix it up, maybe.
That's interesting what you said about the generation before laying down, because I always thought about it, like, the 90s was so good that, no disrespect to, the Big Daddy Kanes and the Rakims, but Wu-Tang and Biggie and Nas.
I don't know if they better than the Big Daddy Kanes and the Rakims.
It really inspired the Slick Ricks.
Really?
And the Heavy D's. Nah, I don't know.
They evolved it in a great way, though.
I don't know, bro.
It was a bigger
platform
in the 90s than it was in the 80s.
You got to think that Wu-Tang was so inspired.
I think it was different. I think in the 80s.
It was like one radio station.
Listen, let me tell you something. The 80s, it was still seven rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was still, they had it all. Like, we had to focus on LL or NWA or this. Like, they had it. It was like a golden era. And the things they was doing, yo, bro, I was in the Apollo Theater, right? In the crowd as a fan. And Big Daddy Kane, when he was the biggest sex symbol in the world, he came off the sky with two of the baddest Naomi Campbells. He had a toga on. No, he came from a swing like an angel. Like, yo, I'm like, and they was acting up at that time. Like, they was doing, like, they was acting up. So to me, I looked at that as the glory days. Now, the 90s, yeah, we did have incredible, the Jay-Z's, the Nas's, the
Biggie, Wu-Tang,
the Pac,
Wu-Tang. Death Row.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. But well, right now we have whoever's hot right now. So, like, maybe the Migos is the legends of this time.
Migos, Future. I would say who else?
Kendrick.
J. Cole. Chance is up there right now. Big Sean. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this.
And I don't think that this generation is...
I heard some music recently. I never heard of him before. I've seen him before, and I don't want to disrespect the kid, Vic Mensa.
Phenomenal.
Now, that's what I was just about to ask you about.
Oh, no. He's coming out of a Kanye yesterday. Can.
Yeah. Now, Joe,
he was here yesterday?
Yesterday.
Oh.
He's phenomenal.
The reason I was going to ask you about him is because he said he grew up with KRS-One, like, listening to that. That's what was his influence when he was younger. And kind of studying Jay-Z, studying Kanye. Do you think that some artists that are younger now should study
came
before them? I saw you at the 40th anniversary of Rocksteady.
We got to keep it real. Like, we gotta salute the legends. The problem is, a lot of these young kids look as money as God.
Mm. Mm.
And they feel like we catch a lick, and that's all we care about.
Right.
And even in our era, because I watched mad guys that were nice guys get some money and all of a sudden turn into gangsters and have gangsters around them and thought that we've seen this movie too many times. We've seen it way too many times. But I feel like a lot of young guys now, they look at money as God. So as long as I get this, I caught the lick, I got it, yo, I don't care about it. That ain't how it go, because you could get vital information from these OGs. Now, I just told you I was ear hustling LL. I was trying to rub the juice off of him.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So you gotta, you know, the one thing you don't have, no matter how talented you are when you young or whatever the case may be, and you may be the next genius, you could be the next billionaire. The truth is, you don't have that experience. Mm-hmm. And it ain't to how you, you know, when I got shot in the Bronx, I forced the guy to shoot me. No, I
Why?
Forced him.
What you mean?
Please shoot me. You's a sucker.
Oh, okay.
He pulled out the hammer. I dare you. You's a punk, man. Please show me. He said, all right. Bam. I said, all right. Oh, right now I'd have been like, yo, bro, we ain't really got to talk about all this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd have got up out of there. Yeah. Like, yo, hold up. That's experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's experience. So these young kids, they could learn from the experience.
Now you're a staple in New York hip hop, man, with the rise of Cardi B and A Boogie and French. And you think New York's officially back?
Oh, New York is way back, man. And we never, what do you mean back? We never left. The Giants is from New York, man. We the Giants. Like, what are you talking about?
We're stronger
man?
Now than we were a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, we are. Stronger. And it's adapting.
Right.
Cardi B going, these is bloody shoes.
Yeah.
That's it. Get your bag. Yo, A Boogie, get your bag. I'm proud of A Boogie.
Yeah.
Come from the Bronx, too. So what happens is, you know, you got to transform. Music is always evolving, and you got to transform.
It's funny because you've been adapted. You adapted years ago. Like
man,
you
killed me one time.
I did.
You know, we almost beat you up on a plane one time, Charlamagne. We let you go.
We
let you go, Charlamagne. We let you go.
What happened?
He went bad on me. Make it rain. He was like, oh, my God.
I was a Terror Squad fan.
Sell
and then I'm like, why would Joe do that record? This Joe is the hip-hop Bronx.
I knew what it was.
Gangster guy.
I had to pay the bills.
And then you seen him on a plane.
No, he don't know I seen him on the plane.
I didn't know you knew I was.
We went to North Carolina. Yep, we knew who you was. And Envy can tell you, we caught quite a few DJs in our time.
You know what else was funny?
But we just was like, just let it go, brother.
You was
let
up here, remember, before we even started the Breakfast Club, remember I was up here, and you was like, you and Joe cool? I said, I don't know. I said, I wrote an article about him back in the day.
You could have been in the truck.
Angela Yee thought I ain't love her, man. She told one of our closest friends, oh,
Latina.
I used to be with G. Why are you snitching on her?
She
was like, why, yo, Joe probably mad at me. I was like, yo, I got so much love. I had to kidnap. One day she walked I love you, Angela. What's wrong with you?
I texted Natina like, yo, what did you say to Joe? Because, you know, I used to
You know, Natina can't hold nothing.
I know.
So forget about that.
Listen,
she told me ASAP.
She's one of your friends that if you want that information to get out there, but you have to act like you don't, and then you tell her.
She's spilling the tea?
Definitely. All right, we got more with Fat Joe. When we come back, don't move. Let's get into a Fat Joe mini mix. Let me know your favorite Fat Joe joint. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on. That was a Fat Joe mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Fat Joe is in the building. Charlamagne?
Well, I want to thank you for not beating me up. And
you could have been in the trunk, okay?
We've heard about the Terror Squad beatdowns.
Some trunks.
Okay?
Who kid was in the trunks? Yeah.
Y'all put Who Kid in the trunk, right? Yeah. Didn't throw Who Kid in the...
Yeah.
Who Kid don't mind telling that story.
Couple people.
What did Who Kid do?
Yo, look, I'm a family man now.
We know, Joe. We know. Right.
I think the worst thing, I caught this DJ that was really violating in Madison Square Garden in the bathroom, man, in the, like, you know, the court side. I went in the bathroom, and when he opened the door, he thought we didn't know who he was. Because back in the days, you don't know the DJ. You can't really. And he opened that door, and I was like, Papito, stay right there. He was like, ah! You had Jewish people with the yarmulke looking through the mirror like, yo, what the? And he talked, wapa! He was like, oh, my God! Or you thought I wasn't going to catch you.
What did he do?
Just violating.
Back
you
then,
know,
he was probably playing music before.
Playing music he ain't supposed to play.
Or playing too
Not
many
my
records.
Music, but he was playing music of other rivals and with the speech. I don't care who don't like you. I'm playing this because I'm really going hard. And then when you send out the smoke signals like, yo, talk to your man. This, I don't care. All right, Papito. Come in here in the bathroom.
How do you come back from that, like, and repair those relationships after that happens? I feel like men are so different than women. Like, you could beat somebody up and then y'all be friends later on. Put them in
the
trunk.
Well, I don't know how that goes. I know that I'm a more mature person now. Completely 1,000,000% way more mature. Envy will tell you, I just be chilling. I'm on my business. I'm not really posse deep on purpose. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm different now. Mm-hmm. I've learned to, you know, be more responsible and all that. And wherever I did wrong, I've said I did wrong. Where people were like, yo, Joe, and I'll be like, nah, I was wrong.
So you fixed all those situations?
Most of them.
Okay.
You know
but some
what I'm
of the
saying?
People
like,
had to know
I'm
they
cool
was wrong,
with Jay-Z.
Right?
I'm cool with 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with most of the I was wrong
Pat
a
Poose.
Lot of time. Yeah, Pat Poose. Mm-hmm. Pat Poose, my brother, B. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that I know now why the Pat Poose. You know what I'm saying? Because I really love Remy Ma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, really love her. She's my sister. And he really loves Remy Ma. And it was just caught up. You know, Remy Ma put us against each other. She was like, yo. And it was because of that. It was like, I know now. Like, right. Now when I'm with him and her, and I see how much this guy loves her, and I know how much I love her. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd do anything for her. I realize why that was even. But now, I'm sure he realizes, man, Joe's the coolest dude in the world. He just loves her.
Right.
And it was unfortunate. So,
all right.
All right, now let's talk about this Inconvenient special on MTV.
Oh, you're talking about the Going Green.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Al Gore trying to save the planet. I met up with this young girl in Miami. She's 14 years old. She wrote 3 books on it. And it's just basically, it's showing the relevance of global warming and how Miami keeps flooding. Miami keeps flooding. So, like, you've been in South Beach with it. It's all water and all that. Uh-huh. So, you know, this is all about how we treating the planet. I'm not going to sound here like I'm right. like I'm the most going green guy in the world, but I wanted to learn about it, and I went out there with her, and she was just showing me how the beaches and all that are going to be underwater.
Yeah, they're saying Miami's
2030. Yeah, I mean, not completely, but what alarmed me the most is when this little girl said, well, who do you think is going to be affected by
right.
this, Joe? And I said, what do you mean? Because you think global warming, you think this is a white problem, right? But she was like, the disenfranchised, the people from the hood who ain't got no money, they're going to be the ones that's homeless, refugees, they're going to be displaced. You know, rich people will just get up and move inland.
Right? Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
let me
yeah.
go buy a mansion in Nebraska.
Right.
You know what I mean? But these people, you know, our people of color, are going to be affected the most. So right. That's, you know, that's what made me be a part of that.
As a hip-hop fan, how did Prodigy's passing affect you?
Oh, man, too much. Now I don't want to sit up here and act like I'm Prodigy's best friend.
Right.
I don't want to sit up in here and act like, you know, because some people, you know, they mistake love of a legend. You know, I used to see Prodigy and do what we do. Yo, what's up? Yo. But once I found out that he died, I never really knew how impactful and how powerful mm-hmm. Prodigy and Mobb Deep was to New York. I ain't gonna lie to you, and no, you know, I felt like when Biggie died.
Mm.
Like, I felt that lost when Prodigy died. And I never knew that. If you would have asked me 2 weeks before he passed away, I wouldn't have known that. It was it when he died, I realized, like, oh, wow. You know, we lost a monument. What happened since Prodigy died?
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing other rappers, let's just say Jadakiss or the Lox. Let's just say other rappers. And now they hugging you and saying, yo, we love you, man. Because we all realizing how light we took Prodigy when he was alive, and we were just like, yo, what's up?
Absolutely.
Hey, yo, what up, Hav? Now we know, like, yo, people dying.
Right. Yeah.
Now it's an extra hug. Now it's, yo, I love you, bro. Everything good. You chilling. People I really love and I've been in this game with for so many years. Mm-hmm. We gotta embrace them while they're here.
All right. Well, Fat Joe, we appreciate you
He's
for joining
so
us.
He's so excited.
So excited.
I'm so excited.
You're here every hour.
Oh, man.
So tune in
to You're such a
Club.
Hit, man. Get ready for the video August 7th. We're going to premiere it on Tidal. It's going to be a movie. 3 days after that, you can get it wherever. But the video is amazing.
I see. Shout out to Gil Green. I gave you that Khaled package. You played every album on that.
I feel special. Hey, I said, don't be mad, man. Be happy for me, man. Hey, yo, they gave me the calendar every hour on hour. Hey, yo, yo, listen, yo, 40 stations.
That's it.
I was like, yo, Jesus Christ, I never had this in my life. It's a hit. Because you make a song, you think it's a hit. But when people tell you, yo, it's a hit, I didn't even describe it as the Khaled package. I describe it as the Beyonce rollout. I'm like, yo, we got the Beyonce. We got the Beyonce. What do you mean? You know when her record come out and you can't stop hearing it? We got it. Yo, it's a hit.
Well, there you have it. Fat Joe.
I'm so excited.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Every time I hear
the
song.
The Breakfast Club.
This morning, everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Fat Joe for joining us. If you want to see the full interview, you can hit up our YouTube page, Breakfast Club AM.
Yes, and thank Fat Joe for not beating me up back in the day.
On the plane.
That's when I used to write for Ozone Magazine.
Shout out to Julia Beverly.
Yeah, I wrote an article one time, and I was saying how disappointed I was that Fat Joe was making down south sounding music.
Make It Rain. That's what you're talking about, right?
It was Make It Rain, and it was another one called Clap and Revolve 'em at the time.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Fitty.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, all of us in this room are fans of the show Power. But what you might not know is the reason why this last episode had so much stuff in it and it was so
packed.
Don't
tell me. I didn't get to see it Sunday.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh.
But it's because they only have 10 episodes. Now, Courtney Kemp told Entertainment Weekly, she's the showrunner, that the reason episode 6 was just like that because even though they've been asking for stars to extend the season and it's been very successful, it's one of their most successful programs, they're not down for that. So they couldn't do everything they wanted to do because they don't have enough episodes. They don't have enough time. Everything was jam-packed into that one episode. Now, 50 Cent went on Instagram and said, I woke up feeling a little different about Power this morning. If the biggest show on your network doesn't mean anything, what does your network mean, stars? I'm taking my talents to South Beach. F this.
By the way, 50, I would much rather see Power on Netflix because if I could binge watch Power,
you just would watch every
that
episode.
Would make my life a whole lot easier. And you're absolutely right. There's no way in hell Power should only be getting 10 episodes a season. At least 13.
Right.
At least.
She had asked for 12 episodes for season 4 and they would not do it. So because they didn't do it, she said they had to make that one episode that was supposed to be 2 episodes condensed.
Mm. Well, I wonder why they wouldn't want 2 more episodes of Power. Like, why wouldn't
that's
they
weird,
give them a 12 to 13 season? That makes
no
sense.
That is weird.
Like, yeah, it's a hit show.
They lost some storylines. They lost some story with that. It was a lot going on in this last episode to follow. So,
by the way, it's only like 2 or 3 shows that I will do appointment watching for.
Mm-hmm.
Power is one of them.
And Insecure.
Power, Insecure. Carmichael Show when it was on Wednesday. Blackish when it's on.
Game of Thrones for me.
Atlanta when it's on.
Atlanta's not coming back for like a couple of years.
I know.
Curb Your Enthusiasm's coming back. I'll stay home and watch that. That's my show.
I don't know if I'm an appointment for that. Mm-hmm. Girls, I was appointment for Girls.
Right. All right, now let's discuss Boosie. We told you that the rumor is that his brother, TQ, was stealing money out of his account. Remember, Boosie had complained about money going missing from his account.
Right.
The bank wouldn't give it back to him. They couldn't figure out what happened. Well, he posted, SMH, trust nobody. Oh, and I'm a different type. And people who know me know that I don't forgive or forget. That was my kid's money, SMH. Well, his brother, TQ, responded. We told you this yesterday. And just to refresh you, here's what his brother said.
We see how social media trials play out all the time. All trolls, that don't bother me, all of that shit. But there's no peace of mind like knowing that you innocent. You can't buy that. Can't nobody hook you up with that. Your influence can't get that. Knowing that you innocent is peace of mind that's priceless. Mm-hmm. And that's what I got in this situation.
Well, Boosie went on to post, I don't have too much to say about the situation, but trust nobody. Money is the ruler of all evil. This some real effed up ish, but you learn from your mistakes. Hopefully, since the arrest has been made, because his brother did get arrested, I can finally get my money and move forward. He and his family are no longer part of our family at all. This is just some effed up ish. I appreciate all those who put me in their prayers when they found out what happened to my money. Thanks.
That's crazy, because do you press charges on your brother?
You got dang right.
Your brother
you
go to jail?
Damn right.
Or you just never mess with your brother again? That's your blood.
Both. All right, I'm pressing charges and
I can't press charges on your blood, brother.
Why not? You stole $351,000 from me.
He could go to jail for what?
But I think in order for him to be able to get his money back, though, he might have to.
He's not going to get his money back from his brother.
First of all, why would
he said now that they found out what happened to his money, he can get his money back.
Why would I show pity on a man that didn't show me no pity? He ain't had no pity when he took that $351,000 out of my account. I'm supposed to have pity when I called the police on him.
That's your brother, though. Your brother go to jail for 8 years.
That's how you.
I'd rather just not F with him anymore.
That's how the brother should have felt before he stole the money
you're
from
right.
me.
No, you're absolutely
but
right.
But so, what is he just supposed to chalk up that money as an L?
A family member?
No.
If you want to see your brother go to jail, you could go get grand larceny.
You
can
really
get 8 years.
Rich, bro.
You it ain't matter about being rich.
You a rich nigga. You just gonna chalk up $351,000?
If it's your brother and you're putting your brother in jail for 8 years?
F your brother!
Now, can I just say
it's
one
only
thing?
My blood.
Envy's an only child.
I am an only child.
Oh,
so, yeah.
I'm not talking
your
to you.
Your opinion does not matter.
Yeah, I am an only child.
I got two brothers.
Entire conversation.
Both of them going to jail. They still $351,000
on my account. Yeah, possibly.
I don't give a damn. The hell is wrong
I wouldn't
with you?
Send my brother to jail, but my brother would.
What?
If he did, would you send your brother to jail?
No, I wouldn't.
See?
Y'all love y'all family too much.
I wouldn't what? Send my brother to jail. I would feel
that's y'all
awful.
Problem.
So if your daddy stole $370,000.
Going to jail.
Oh, you are crazy. You are crazy.
Wow.
Larry McKelvey's going to jail.
All right, Bobby Valentino has wow. released a statement after all
man
of this.
Raised you.
All of this social media frenzy over him getting caught with a trans woman. Now, he's saying that he is the victim of extortion after that video surfaced. He said that he denies the person he hooked up with over the weekend was a prostitute. He says now he's being extorted because the person filming him realized who he was. Misrepresentation and deception were maliciously used to target Bobby Valentino during the encounter. He was victimized and threatened by acts of extortion, which continued after his departure was captured on video. Now, they said as far as reports on social media that the woman was a trans woman, they said he had no idea. So
I don't like how your little bum-ass PR put us in that press release either, Bobby Valentino.
Yeah, that was whack.
Your little bum-ass PR put us in that press release.
I don't know what the Breakfast Club had to do.
But wasn't that revenge porn? You can't do that. I thought that's against the law.
I didn't see his penis.
What?
Envy said his penis was flat.
His penis was in there. You can see his penis.
I didn't look that hard.
I didn't see all that, look, my brother.
All right, I'm not.
All right, let me look at Revolt right now.
The Revolt's not gonna show
it. I don't see it. He had his.
In the first. Oh, forget it.
Man. His shirt is long.
No, the first 3 minutes. You mean the first.
3 minutes?
Seconds, the first 3 seconds, you can. Never mind.
I just don't know why Valentino put Valentino was alarmed by transphobic rhetoric dominating social media in connection to his experience. Valentino has no tolerance for hate speech and discrimination from his fans, the Trump administration, or the Breakfast Club.
Are
you
going
to randomly throw us in your bum-ass press release, Bobby Valentino?
We had nothing to do with this, all
nothing
right?
at all.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor
I'm
report.
I'm telling you right now, if the trans woman calls up for an interview, Bobby, I'm giving it to her just because you threw us in that press release. All right?
He's also going to throw his brothers in jail and his dad as well.
His brother's in jail, his dad's in jail too.
You know what, though? If my dad threw it for me, I wouldn't put him in jail.
Thank you.
I owe it to
he
him.
He brought you here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
I owe it to him.
Thanks.
But my little brothers are cooked.
Great. Great. All right. All right. Well, thanks for those rumors. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Willa Ford needed to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, please.
Okay.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey? Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, August 1st goes to a singer, songwriter, dancer, model, television personality, and actress named Willa Ford. Now, Willa Ford had a record called I Want to Be Bad in 2001. Anybody familiar in this room?
No.
The song was featured in a few movies. One I can remember is Undercover Brother. Drop on the clues bombs for Eddie Griffin, damn it. All right? For no reason. Salute to Eddie. It was in a 7-Up commercial, a Six Flags commercial. Fun fact, Royce da 5'9" was on that record as well. Let's play a little clip of it.
I want to be bad, make all look so good. I've got things on my mind I never thought I would. Never thought I'd be bad.
Still not familiar to
nobody? I don't know
no,
this song.
I don't know this song either.
It kind of sounds like Britney.
Y'all didn't watch TRL?
No.
Right,
did you?
Willa, what you want? Royce da 5'9"?
Willa, no. Willa, what you
want?
Is it him, the criminal with the stand look? You need a real shady to
wow, Royce.
Or is it me, the criminal in the V? You never pretend to be
wow, Royce.
Other than a bad boy. If you say you want me, tell me how you gonna be.
Hey, Royce.
Yo.
I wanna be.
Jesus Christ, Royce da 5'9".
I never heard that before.
Royce, you better still be spending money now from that Willa Ford check, because if not, there's no excuse for that, all right? Willa Ford said, hey, Royce. That's where Royce got the Hi, Rihanna thing from.
Hey, Royce.
Hi, Rihanna.
Now, the reason Willa Ford is getting donkey today is because I was reading page 6 of the New York Post today, and I saw her say that her music career ended because of the terrorist attack on New York City on 9/11. Willa Ford told Billboard, and I quote, "A lot of people don't realize this, but my second single was released on 9/11/2001. Everything that happened that day froze. The world stood still. You think? My second single didn't do well because anything that launched that day kind of got canned." Willa Ford also went on to say, "I know it sounds silly to blame her career limbo on a national tragedy." Okay, you can stop there. All right? You're absolutely right. It sounds silly to blame your failing singing career on 9/11, and that is exactly the reason you are getting Donkey of the Day. Not to mention, let's talk about some other albums that came out on 9/11/2001. Let's start with the non-hip-hop releases. Nickelback, Silver Side Up was released on 9/11/2001 and went on to sell 10 million records. All right, POD Satellite was released on 9/11/2001. It went on to sell 3 million. It's a rapper that we all know and love who has caused us all to spell Fabulous wrong for years, who put out a debut album called Ghetto Fabulous, and he goes by the name Fabulous. That was his debut album, and it went on to sell 1 million records. And there's another
I still
icon.
Get checks from that because I produced a record on that, too, so it's still doing good.
Drop one of the Clues Bombs for DJ and reminding us that he's rich. Okay? And it's another icon who put out an album called The Blueprint. That album went on to sell 3.5 million. You might know him. His name is Jay-Z. So, Willa, I don't think the national tragedy 9/11 had anything to do with your failing music career. I just think your music probably sucked. Do you have a little snippet of our second single? That's not the same song?
No.
Did you understand that?
Royce on this one, too?
No.
This don't sound like the same exact
record. It does sound like the same song, but it's called Did You Understand That?
You sure?
Positive.
No? Okay. You can shut down. You got a little ass gas for me? A little ass gas for... I need you to fart on that record for me. You sure that wasn't the same record?
It's called Did You Understand That? She says it.
Totally two different records.
The first one is I Want to Be Bad. Second one is Did
Mr.
You Understand
TRL,
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we got your ass gas.
You got me. Give me a little ass gas. Fart on that record for me, please. All right. Now... Willa Ford, I don't know if you realize it or not, but it's people who lost a lot more on 9/11 than a music career. You ever heard the saying, if you put your problems next to someone else's and you could visibly look at them, you would probably snatch yours back? This is one of those situations, okay? People on 9/11 lost fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, family was ruined. Families were ruined on 9/11, okay? All those people will trade what they lost on 9/11 for what you lost. All right, please give Willa Ford the smooth sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
We need to get Royce the 5'9 on his phone and ask him about that record and ask him if he's still getting checked. All right. I think everybody should actually go tweet Royce the 5'9 right now and just put, "Hey, Royce." All right. Just everybody go to Royce the 5'9's Twitter and just tweet him, "Hey, Royce."
Okay. Hey, Royce.
Hi, Rihanna.
Okay. Please just tweet him, "Hey, Royce," because we need an answer on if he's still getting checks from this Willa Ford record.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, right before donkey, we did the rumors, and Angela Yee reported a story about Boosie. Now, just report the story again if people have just joined us.
Right. Well, allegedly, Boosie's brother, TQ, who's always with him, was stealing money out of his bank account. I think it was more than $300,000 that went missing. So now Boosie is saying you can't trust him. He's not family anymore. And now that he's been arrested, I guess he can start the process of getting his money back from the bank.
So the question is, we've been arguing about this for the past 5 minutes in this room.
Right, 800-585-1051. I said, there is no way in hell I would put my brother in jail for...
And he's the only child.
I know, but if I had a brother or had a sister, I couldn't put my siblings in jail.
Throw that ball over here. Let me get some of that energy.
I would not put nobody in jail, and that's grand larceny, so they could get up to, 8 years?
How much money did they steal from me?
About $371,000.
I got two younger brothers. They both going to jail.
No.
It's not even a question.
No. Right? You don't F with them no more. You go fight them in the backyard.
Listen, I've collected unemployment checks. I've been fired 4 times, okay? All right.
So you'd rather have your brother in jail for 8 years?
It's not even a question. I don't even have to think
about
it.
You know what goes on in jail?
I would get my brother to sign something saying that he had to pay me back over the course of a period of time, and he would have to do that, but I would hate for
you know what goes on in jail.
A man that stole $350,000 from you is never going to be able to pay you back over a course of a period of time.
You know what goes on in jail. You was in jail. No. You what want your brother mean? In that for 8 years? Locked
yes.
up?
You stole $351,000 from me. This is what happened when you got too much money and $350,000 start to look like $350 to you.
No. Nope.
All right? You got too much money, Envy. All right.
8 years in jail?
You know what it is? That's not long enough.
I only have one brother. I don't care. I couldn't imagine putting my one brother
in jail.
In jail. I couldn't do it.
I actually want him to get 1,000 years for every $1,000 he stole from me.
You. 800,
all right, so that's 351,000 wow. years.
This guy. 800-585-1051. Would you press charges on your brother and put your brother in jail? Would you do that?
Why should I care about him when he ain't care about me when he was stealing out my bank account?
It's still your brother.
That could be my kid's college tuition.
Lucy said that money was for his kids.
All right. For an operation.
Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about Boosie. Now, this story comes from Boosie. Now, his brother got arrested, right?
Yes, his brother TQ. Mm-hmm. And Boosie said, money is the ruler of all evil. This is some real effed up ish, but you learn from your mistakes. Hopefully, since the arrest has been made, I can finally get my money and move forward. He had been complaining some money was missing from his account. The bank said they didn't know what was happening. He found out, allegedly, that it's his brother.
All right, so we're asking, would you put your brother in jail for $300,000? Over $300,000. I could not put my brother in jail.
You don't have a brother.
If I did have a brother or sister, I couldn't put him in jail. You
it's
see,
the only child.
You see what happens to brothers. Sometimes people get cut in the face. They get beat up. They got to join gangs. They get raped. There's so many different things that happen in jail that could happen.
See, you're looking out for your brother, but your brother wasn't looking out for you.
He
your
wasn't?
Brother should have had that same energy before he went into your bank account and took all that money.
You right.
I've been doing radio for 19 years.
Correct.
I've been fired from 7 different jobs. 4 radio jobs, Taco Bell.
Okay.
A flower garden.
See, you know what?
Demo in the mall.
Your sister fired you from Taco Bell. She
absolutely.
Was your manager.
And
this is where
and
some
she'll
of that's
go to jail
from.
Too for stealing on me. So this is the thing I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to tell you is I just started making money.
Right.
All right. Real money in the past 3-4 years.
Right.
I work hard.
Right.
One, somebody steal $350,000 from me, you're going to jail,
so
and I'm not thinking twice about it.
So say your brother gets cut, his face gets cut in jail.
That's what he get for stealing from me.
Well, like I said, I only have one brother, and I couldn't imagine sending him to jail over any type of finances, mm-hmm. period. You know, my brother's more important to me than any type of money. I would feel awful.
Even after
he
stole $350 from you?
Yeah. I don't know that I would ever be able to mess with him, but I still couldn't put my brother in jail.
And your brother makes the dopest weed brownie, so you can't put him in jail.
Plus, I know my brother's talented enough to make that money back, so he would have to.
Why do y'all love y'all family so much? Let me explain something to you. Family, friends, I got people that I love dearly. But there's certain things you're going to do to me. I reserve the right to cut you off at the drop of a dime.
You cut somebody off. No problem that's different. Doing that. Plus, my brother would never send me to jail either.
I am a cold, calculated cancer.
We see.
All right? You will go to jail if you steal $350 from me. All right?
Chi, what's your name?
Yes, Chi.
Oh, what's up, bro? Would you put your brother in jail, man?
Yo, Envy, he got to go to jail. He shouldn't be stealing out my account.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Even for 8 years? Possible?
He gotta go, bro. I'm an artist myself, so if you around me and you got things that you could get, like, I'm giving you the perk, so you're gonna be able to get whatever you need to get. But if you steal from me, you gotta go, bro. It doesn't matter. You're gonna learn today.
Damn you're it, gonna man. Learn today.
Hello, who's this? What's your name?
Hi, this is Kelly from Columbia, South Carolina.
K-03,
you what's happening? You wouldn't send a family member to jail, would you, Kelly?
No, it could be $3,500. It could be $35,000. I would never speak to him. $350,000.
See,
right.
I can't put him in jail.
I know. I would never speak to him again.
Exactly. Y'all bugging.
Thank you, Mama.
I don't understand. Why y'all protecting somebody that wasn't protecting y'all? He wasn't looking out for y'all. Why are you looking out for him?
Yeah, no. Two wrongs don't make a right. I don't want to put him in jail. Like, because something could happen.
Listen,
that's a family member.
You steal 350,000 white men from me, you will be judged by 12 white men and sentenced by one white man.
Oh, my goodness.
All right? You're going to jail.
800-585-1051. If your brother or sister stole over $350,000 from you, would you press charges and put him in jail?
Yes.
That's the question.
I would cry.
Yes, with a period.
Then
matter of fact,
pray,
yes, with an exclamation mark.
My goodness. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Lil Boosie. Now, allegedly, Lil Boosie's brother stole over $350,000 from Boosie's account. Now,
yes.
He got arrested, and he might have to do jail time if he's found guilty. So we're just asking, if your brother or sister stole money out your account, $350,000, would you put him in jail? Me, I can't. I don't have a brother or sister, but if I did, I can't put him in jail for that.
I'm gonna tell you something, man. Black people too forgiving, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm dead serious. Black people, y'all.
About your family?
I don't give a damn. Y'all way too forgiving. $350,000 stolen from you?
The amount, Charlene. What if it was just $5,000? Would you still put him in jail?
Probably not for $5,000. You know what I'm saying?
What's the amount of money?
What's your cash amount that you put him in jail for?
Anything over 10. All right? See, y'all ain't never been broke. Y'all ain't had to stand on the unemployment
line. Hold on, I've been broke my whole life.
When you was over 30 and you had a daughter and just got fired for the fourth time from radio, and you done been on TV and stuff and got to stand on the unemployment line in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. Y'all ain't never felt that.
I've been broke, and that's why I know that I don't need money to be happy.
Oh, hit him. Yeah, yeah.
Please.
It's true. I was very happy even when I was broke.
You don't need money to be happy.
I work way too hard for my money, and y'all talking about all of this family stuff. He wasn't thinking about family when he stole the money from you. Where was that? Where was all his family principles when he stole that money from you? I give people the same energy they gave me. All right? You steal from me, I don't got no problem calling the white man to take your ass away to jail.
Hello, who's this?
It's Mike.
Mike, man, if your brother stole over $300,000 from you, would you put him in jail?
Nah, man. I won't send my brother to jail, man. See? The only way I send my brother to jail, man, he's a molester, man. He's a rapist or something. That's the only
that
way
is I rape.
Send my brother to jail.
That's money. You molested my bank account. I didn't give you consent to penetrate my bank account.
Get out of here. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's up? It's Rashawn. Good morning.
What's up, bro? Now, you put somebody in jail for stealing your money, huh?
Yeah, my cousin.
There you go, my brother.
How much did he steal?
Tell his story.
Well, I buy sneakers all the time, but I don't buy Jordans and stuff like that. I just buy like regular, Nikes, whatever.
Okay.
My account kept saying Foot Locker. Foot Locker. I'm like, yo, why my account keeps saying Foot Locker? And then I looked at it, and it's all the Jordans. All the Jordans. I don't wear Jordans. So I'm looking at my cousin's feet. I'm like, yo, you're not working, man. Where you getting all these Jordans from? Mm. He's like, nah, man, I've been winning raffles.
winning raffles.
How many raffles are you winning? That's crazy.
Black people creative on their feet now. When they're back against the wall, I want a raffle.
So how much did he steal?
He stole
$1,647.
You put him in jail.
He knows the exact amount.
How
much time did he get?
He had community service and all that stuff like that.
See,
but
that's different. Now we're talking about getting him locked up for grand larceny.
But you don't know.
I got him locked up, but he only got community service.
God bless you.
For $1,600, you're not gonna go to jail.
But you don't know what he could go to jail for.
Nah,
a year for that.
What's your name, Rashawn?
But he had my personal information.
What's your name, bro?
Rashawn.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Rashawn, damn it.
Oh, my goodness.
God bless you, man.
Do you still speak to your cousin?
No, actually, I don't speak to him, but he definitely changed his life. He's one of the brothers that give out the newspapers.
There you go.
He's down with the light.
NOI. Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
So maybe locking his ass up changed him.
So, he said one of the brothers that give out the newspapers.
He's just a community service. He wasn't locked up.
Yeah, but maybe it changed his life. Hello, who's this?
What up? This is Sunil from Cincinnati.
Hey, what's up, bro? Now, if your brother or sister stole over $300,000 from you, would you get him locked up?
Of course not. I'm the oldest of four brothers, and no matter how much money they stole from me, I would never send them to jail. Now, they definitely going to get what they deserve. If they steal $300,000, they going to catch $300,000 worth of hands.
But I
would never send them to jail.
Mm. First of all, there's no such thing as $300,000 worth of
hands. That's a lot, but I'm going to get as close as I can.
Just call the police. And first of all, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Ain't none of y'all got $300,000, you know what I'm saying? So y'all don't understand what that would even take. That's a lot, man. I want y'all to think about if you make $40,000 a year or $50,000 a year,
right?
Think about how long it would take you to save $350,000.
But think about how you would feel if your brother or sister got locked up and something happened. They died. They got killed in jail.
It might affect your life knowing how bad you feel. Listen, absolutely. At the end of the day, people who have the most money are never the happiest. Okay, and people without money could be happy too. So
how long y'all been working with
it
me?
It don't mean that much.
7 years?
7 years.
Do you think I would feel anything?
I would hope so.
Let's change the subject a little bit. Let's change it just a little bit. You have two daughters, right?
Yes.
Let's say your one daughter stole money from your other daughter, and you found out that the other daughter was putting that other daughter in jail. Wouldn't you feel effed up as a parent?
Depending on how much it was.
Yo, you are crazy.
What if your daughter stole $300,000 from you?
She going to jail.
I can't with you. She gotta learn a lesson.
Listen, life is gonna treat her harsher than me. If she was to steal, time out. If she was to steal $350,000 from somebody else, what would happen to her?
I can't.
What would happen to her?
That's her daddy though.
No, man, you gotta listen.
You gotta
steal
from the people closest to you.
She gonna learn that lesson from somebody.
Jeez.
Why? Life is going to do what it do. Y'all got to stop acting like energy is not something that will come catch up to you. Karma is something that will catch up to you.
You're not going to convince me to send my brother to jail. It's not happening. Well, we just disagree. Well, disagree.
This is what
you
I hope.
Do you.
This,
I'm doing it all my son.
This is what I hope. This is what I hope.
But.
I hope somebody steals $350,000 from both of y'all, and I want to see if y'all got that same energy when that money really
you
gone.
You said my brother.
All right,
said,
your brother.
Not just somebody.
But your brother, okay? Brother. Your brother. You ain't got no brother. Everybody you don't count. Who you love? I hope June steals $350,000 from you. I know. I hope Lil Logie hacks your account and steals $350,000 from you, and I want to see if you got that same energy when that money missing.
All right? I'll make that every year. All right. I'll get it back.
We got rumors coming up.
All right. Well, let's talk about... Since we're talking about stealing money, skipping out on the bill. We'll tell you who skipped out on a bill, and it was quite a bit of money.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Yes, Beyonce is going to be in final negotiations for The Lion King, where she'll be voicing the Queen of Pride, Rock Nala.
I thought it's a live-action version, though.
Well, this is something different. Well, it's a live-action remake.
Yeah, so she'll be playing her, right?
Well, I'm not sure how this is going to work.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm not, because she's also going to be doing the soundtrack for the movie also. So they're going to have her involved with the project, and she's going to produce African-inspired and tribal recordings, and they're going to produce updated versions of the songs from the movie that you love so much. They're supposedly going to pay her $25 million.
Wow.
Mm.
So that's
drop on the clues bombs, Beyonce.
Bad.
Damn it! I can't wait to see that because the
if
Lion
Beyonce
King is,
stole $350,000 from you, would you put her in jail?
Yeah,
I'd threaten to put her in jail.
Yeah, she can pay it back. No,
exactly.
No, Jay-Z got to give me $444,000 to make up for the.
That's it. I need a mil.
No, I take $444,000.
I need a milli
just to keep it up. Album promo. Time.
Oh, you gonna help him out?
Yes.
All right, and happy anniversary to T.I. and Tiny, 7 years together. Now, T.I. posted, happy 7th anniversary, Mrs. H. Looking at these pics, seems like the time flew by. Never a dull moment. Every day we lit. Stay making this family. Ish look sexy. They ain't never seen Ish like us. Can't expect nobody to understand this thing of ours. It's unfathomable to most. Through the good and bad, we stay up, whether right or wrong. We gonna ride. That's all I can ask for. With all my love, Mr. H. Now, she said, still, and she posted a throwback picture of their wedding. Still one of the best, most memorable days of my life. The day I walked down that aisle to marry the man to make all my dreams come true. Because it was and still is a wedding a girl could only dream for. And still today, very hard to top. From Jamie Foxx singing me down the aisle to the great El DeBarge singing at reception to my cake coming down from the ceiling to all our family and friends and superstars that showed up for our day. I could go on and on. Thanks a million.
I ain't gonna front. Weddings are fun. You know, as a man, you know, you hate them. You know, because you don't want to be. You hate them until the day of. I know I hated up. I hated everything until the day of. Then I was like, I really enjoyed.
What you mean, planning and spending the money?
Yeah, don't ask me. Yeah. I ain't got nothing to do with
it. It was serious.
I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Some men love being involved with planning.
Not me. Not me. I wasn't that guy.
You could tell
that T.I. was very involved in planning his wedding. Mm-hmm. Seemed like he loved it.
I wasn't that guy at all.
Yeah, we know. All right, Will Packer and Aaron Magruder have teamed up for a show on Amazon called Black America, which is an alternate history where. Basically, we get some reparations for slavery. We get some land.
Black people get reparations, and they get access to 3 states, I believe. Right?
Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
Yes, and it's called Black America. Drop on the clues bombs for Will Packer and Aaron Magruder. And I know everybody might think that is a reply to Confederate, the alternative history show that HBO was doing, but Aaron and Will announced this, like, back in January. Mm.
Yeah. All right, and let's discuss some NFL ballers who couldn't pay their tab. A'shaun Robinson from the Detroit Lions and Tampa Bay's Caleb Benenoke. Apparently, they were in a club with another guy named Richard Harrington. The bill was almost $10,000, but both the guys' cards didn't work. They got that decline message that we all hate so much.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, they have given their friend Harrington $2,000 each, but now he's saying that's not enough to cover the whole tab, so now he's suing them for the rest of the money. That's about $5,300. You go to the club, imagine somebody skips out on the bill, how mad would you be? All right, and 50 Cent has threatened to leave Power. Now, apparently, it's only 10 episodes this season. The showrunner, Courtney Kemp, had said that they were actually asking to get 12 episodes, and that's why this last episode was so jam-packed with a lot of action. It was supposed to be like two different ones, but they had to put everything in one episode. Now, 50 Cent wasn't too happy about not extending the season. He said, "I woke up feeling a little different about Power this morning. If the biggest show on your network doesn't mean anything, what does your network mean, stars? I'm taking my talents to South Beach. F this."
I would not mind seeing 50 take Power to Netflix or Hulu or Amazon, somewhere where I could binge watch it. Okay, and I do not understand why Stars would not give them 12 to 13 episodes.
That doesn't make sense.
That makes absolutely positively no sense.
Now, let's talk about the Big Three Basketball League. They had a game in Dallas last weekend.
And
apparently Allen Iverson didn't show up.
I seen that.
And now they're launching an investigation. We don't know what's been going on, but I guess he went to the casino, and they said he emerged the next day wearing the same clothes he'd been wearing in the casino in the days before. He wouldn't take any pictures with any fans, but who knows what happened.
Right.
With AI, but that's the Big Three. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. We're going to start the mix off with Fat Joe's new joint. It's called So Excited. Shout out to Fat Joe. He was here earlier. If you want to see the full interview, you can check out the Breakfast Club YouTube page. It's just Breakfast Club AM. All right, so Fat Joe's newest joint. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Up in the big boy drop to the big boy got too many Patek Philippe to make the big boys watch. Villa Suites in the Fendi Chateau. Now ask Big Meech what he know about Joe. I'm fly like Ye, get mines with Jay. Got every pretty booty trying to ride my wave. Got a half slim waist in the face shop day. Lay up in the crib and Minaj all day. Went from nothing to something. Now I'm pushing the button to the Wraith and the jury like a safe. It's 100 on the hate, but I'm zoned on the cake. When I'm gonna miss y'all. Like the gold on the crystal. Hit Ivy Total switch downs. Green prawns and Philippe Chow. It ain't the meat, no Drake, but the pee is free. She got cake, but it's something to see. Right.
All I know is how to keep it super clear. Good head,
here we go.
Shoulder, damn it, super.
New Fat Joe.
When you send a text, I get so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex, and I think I
so
like
excited
it.
At DJ, let me know what you want to hear right now. Let's go.
Good head on your shoulders, damn it, super. When you send a text, I get so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex, and I think I like it. Ooh, yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex, added to the cipher. Yeah, I got a new flex, and I'm so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex, and I know
ever
I like
it. In the race. Well, it's out of this world. You don't believe me, the next your girl. Keep it 100. All she wanted was a real. I'm praying every day not to kill. Black guy. Everything Fendi, from the lights to the sofa. Everybody fly, put Fendi on the chauffeur. So sentimental, make her cry when it's over. Biggie hypnotized, still feel her thighs on my shoulder. Throw money at these hoes, but I don't do dances. Keep threesomes on my mind like the hat on the Chance kid. Woo! Yeah, we back at the Grammys, and this time I'm bringing home 3 for the family. Right.
All I know is how to keep it super clear. Good head on your shoulder, damn it, super there. When you send a text, I get so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex, and I think I like it. Yeah. All I know is how to keep it super clear. Good head on your shoulders, damn it, super there. When you send a text, I get so excited. Yeah, I got a new flex, and I think I like it.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked. I wanna be a baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rock a wristed on the brown liquor. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down the night. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, thoughts. Wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow.
Baby, remember when you used to wear my chain and my bracelets? I know you blushing when I make a statement. So don't you worry about them, I don't entertain them. They only want me cause I'm famous. I'm A-Buggy with the hoodie, but just call me baby. And I be rolling with the gangsters.
Mask on, gloves on, like they contagious. But what you think about me? Anything I put on, I be looking OD. Pull up to a party in a Rari 88. Going 200, it was me and E3. Right when I decided I'ma go my own way. She all on my body and she hoping I stay. I guess that's what happens when you run into the cream. Cash rules everything around me. But even when I'm with a new hoe, I still end up thinking about you. Because they just don't know. When I come through, all I see is wild thoughts.
Shout out to that boy, A Boogie, what up? Spins Fabulous. Here we go.
When I come through, all I see is wild thoughts. Look, let's keep it real and never fake it. Yeah, I'm getting money, they can't take it, take it, take it. I know. The vibe is off, I gotta shake it. Look, I'm nothing like them, don't want no one to mistake it. Sun is gonna shine even through the shady. Just cause I play it mellow, don't think you could trade me. You can't buy a class, I bought a new Mercedes. Came back on the birds, I'm the new Tom Brady. Wow, all I see is wildlife when I'm out. Bunch of snakes, couple cats with my life in their mouth. Lying like they gorillas, really soft as chinchillas. Don't sweat the butterfly if they use this a caterpillar. That's wild, wow, wow, wow. When I come through, all I see is wild thoughts.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wild wow, wow, wow.
When I come through, all I see is wild
thoughts. I found you. Girl, I like being around you. Feel like Kanye, I'm bound to. Sorry if you down, I'm down to. Yeah, I found you. Girl, I like being around you. Feel like Kanye, I'm bound to. Sorry if you down, I'm down. Girl, a nigga, what she had. See the type that if you get it, you could buy. Lil' shawty got her own and I like that. Hit the mall, she ain't worrying about the price tag. She got all these guys trying to wipe that. And a little trying to pipe that. She get whatever she want. She get that new Saint Laurent. I can put that money on her arm. And I can get the rest with the charm.
I'm just here to find you, run away. I'm just here to find.
yeah. I really like what you've done to me. I can't really explain it. I still f*** with you. I really like what you've done to me. I can't really explain it. I still f*** with you.
Oh, yeah. Down to the core, yeah. Couldn't tell you better than I show you. Trying so hard to ignore the way you make that clap, no, you know, yeah. See you curving and stacking your frame, girl. Dip, swerve, then I'm back in your lane, girl. Keep that up all night, restless. I just finger rolling for this. Straight up, no time for the extras. Know you've been through it, but fuck all your exes. Oh, the way you've been looking so sexy. I might just let you take some pics in my necklace.
I really like what you've done to me. I can't believe. I need your body in ways that you don't understand, but I'm losing my patience, cause we've been going.
Let's go, get your request on right now at DJ Envy. 800-585-1051, let's go.
Turn it up. No, I gotta kiss it, baby, give it to me, lick it, lick it inside now. You know that I just wanna make love, want you to scream and shout. Now, I'ma slow it down, cause ain't no speed limit. When we're moving at the speed of sound, we gon' turn all the way up when the lights down. Why you too, too good, Miss Lady? Go on, put that booty up, baby, one on one. You know I'ma go crazy when your legs in the air. You know your panties never getting in the way. You know I kinda like it when you make me work for it.
And you got without it tied up, Scott.
Get that in a bit, I'm allowed to do. Shake that like boom, chaka-laka, boom, chaka-laka. We don't need nobody watching us. No eyes but your eyes. Ain't nobody here but you and me. Your private parts. And I know you love you.
DJ Envy, DJ Envy's People's Choice Mix.
So turned up.
The Breakfast Club.
The People's Choice Mix.
Shout out to that boy, Uncle Murder. Let's go.
Baby, run with me. I just want you to know I cut all them girls off for you. They mad, I wanna spoil you. Oh.
She the baddest chick on the planet. Yeah. Better than Beyonce, Holly and Jenny. Yeah. She for what? She like girls. We laid up, she telling me to invite girls. Oh. No 7, 8, and 9s for me and her now. We only deal with dimes. Bring them in, kick them out. She know I don't love her. I don't go behind her back and try to... For her, I just kick to the curb. She don't got kids, but treat mine like they hers. I believe her when she says she love me. She know me, she know what to cook when I say I'm hungry. Used to treat her bad, then I got it right. Almost lost her, Mayweather made that a fight. That makeup sex messed up her makeup. So good, she forgot why we was gonna break up.
You know me from way back, love. Can't lie to you, that's a fact, right? Still with me when I'm that right. You call when you need that vibe. It go on and on with you, baby. It go on and on with you, yeah. It don't get no better, don't get no better. Get no better than you. Get no better, don't get no better. Get no better than you. Oh, from my body, you got that thing me pray for. Radio killer.
She get the twerk for it. She had to grind for it. She get the wine for it. She accomplish anything she put her mind to it. She a dime that ain't have to pay a dime for it. She get tomboy, they a joint concord. And when it's time for it, padlock time for it. Heard the diet got you giving up fried food. Heard you out here giving them side boob. Heard you pulling up in workout clothes. Heard baggy fits you even perk out those. Yeah, 20-something with a bad ass. Yeah, summer coming like that fast. So shout out to summer babies, you knew it was coming, baby. That ass was always stupid, but now I look dumber, baby. That's a summer school body. Come and pull parties, knowing you number one, cause you the number two, shorty.
I need that rendezvous, I need that in my room. I need that bunker down, tell your man no, not now. Tell me when you're around, I wanna rub you down. I'm tryna get with you, have your crew meet. You know what I like. Oh, baby, oh, 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 oh,
deep at the back. Little AMG 63s. I tell all my rake it up, break it down, bag it up. Bag it up, 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 bag it up. I tell all my break it up, break it down, break it down, bag it up, 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 bag it up. I made love to a stripper. First I had to tip her 20,000 once. She said I'm that. I said I'm that. I already know it. I come with bad weather. They say I'm a storm. VVS is in my chum. That's a Rockefeller chain. I was sending bricks to Harlem back when Jay was still with Dame. I'm in for leave child. I got a Patek on. Okay. Got a stripper with me. She picked up the check home. She gon' fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. She don't need makeup, makeup. She gon' rake it up, rake it up, rake it up. Tell her to pay up, pay up. She said, pay for the, pay for the, pay. Wait for the, wait for the, wait. Ask God to forgive me. Cause I pray for the, pray for the. I tell all my, rake it up, break it down, bag it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up, bag it up, bag it up, bag it up, bag it up, rake it up, rake it up, rake it up, bag 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 it up. I tell all my, what? Rake it up, rake it, rake it, rake it, break it down, break it down, bag it up, bag it up, bag it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up.
Brought out the pink Lamborghini just to race with China. What the race to China? Just a race in China. Little bad Trini, but she mixed with China. Real thick, smuggle bricks to China. I tell all my niggas, cut the check, cut the check. Bust it out, turn your goofy down. Pow, I'ma do splits on it, yeah, splits on it. I'm a bad bitch, I'ma throw fits on it. I'ma bust it open, I'ma go stupid and get fits on it. I don't date honey, cookie on tsunami. All my niggas wife me once they get that good. I think he need the bunny, I might just let him find me. Never trust a big butt and a smile worth the Ronnie. Rep queens like Supreme, ass Webb and Nitty. Ass Bimmy and Joe, looking from me my dough. This game is freezing like it wait in the cow. Nickname is Nikki, but my name ain't a cow.
I tell all my, rake it up, break it down, bag it up. Fit up, fit up, fit up, fit up, bag it up, bag it up, bag it up, bag it up, rake it up, rake it up, rake it up, bag 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 it up. I tell all my rake it up, rake it, rake it, rake it, break it down, break it down, bag it up, bag it up, bag it up, fit 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 up, rake it up, rake it up.
I say Lord be my savior when it come to getting this paper, please protect me from my haters. Just say me and I won't say but say amen.
People's Choice Mix with DJ Envy.
DJ Envy. Hey.
They got the city lit.
Say, look, you can f with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both. I don't want to choose. And I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look. I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club just to party. I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months. We're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these. Don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. I'm who they trying to be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My f*** feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent. And the new wave. When I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. Know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these dicks be mad at me. They baby father wanna build. They little you can fuck with me.
Ain't no complaints.
If you wanted to.
Rush in the bank.
This is red bottles.
What you think?
This is bloody shoes.
We got some rocks.
I can get them both.
The
I don't want to choose.
And I'm quick.
Cut them off.
Like a bank. You was a stranger.
Stranger. We don't relate. No.
Racks in the. Racks in the safe.
Safe.
Steak on my plate.
Steak.
My sons are done.
Done.
My Amazon.
Bang.
My plug is hung.
Also.
For sons. I wanna be like Muhammad Ali.
Hey.
Hang on the ropes and I beat you to sleep.
Hey.
Talk to get money cause talk is too cheap.
Cheap.
Quarter million when you open my brief. Celebrity status, so keep this shit brief. Draco by me cause I keep it in reach. No nigga didn't do that shit like that boy me. Just word on the street, let me preach, let me preach. Listen, little new, sometimes you don't speak. Pull out that stick and I'm sweeping the street. I make a quarter million every week. She sucked out my soul, it's making me weak. I've been on for the last week. Sipping on lip, don't sleep. Geek, geek. Move out the way, beat. Riding no waves to see. Ain't no complaints.
Nah.
Racks in the bank.
Racks.
What you think?
Huh?
We got some ranks.
Right.
Leo S. Thang.
Wow.
Robbing the bank.
Bang.
Pull out the bank.
Wow.
You was a stranger.
Stranger.
We don't relate.
No.
Racks in the.
Rack.
Racks in the safe.
Safe.
Steak on my plate.
Steak.
My sons are done.
Done.
My Amazon.
Bang.
My plug is hung.
All around me, I look like I'm the man. Yeah, but I was down and out like last week. Tell me, where have you been?
With a sick mouth and a snake flown. Catch up around me, nigga, and I'm playing when I'm coming for the kitty. Got my full goddamn. Do it for my niggas and the ghost right there. Do it for my niggas and the ghost right now. Niggas got killed for the boy, living dreams in the hills, and they watching for the boy right now. Goddamn, what a time, what a year. We are what them young boys feel. I kill, never be killed. That's real, no lie. You can tell that from my peers right now. Don't you wanna f me now? Don't you wanna love me down? Girl, you can't tie me down like Ray J said, but no, I'm down. Freaky nigga, show me something. Shake it like you owe me something. Pushing on the like a button. Four times, fifth time, you gush. Still getting rowdy in the function. Just on my like it's nothing. Everywhere I go now, always got bumping, jumping, jumping, jumping.
Hey, nice to meet. Hey, who you be? Down the east and southeast. Down the clock into this beat. She invite me to her crib. I walk in, she say my heat. She say, but I live in the hills. That's just the way I sleep.
That's a vibe. She wanna vibe. That's a vibe, yeah.
Here we go. That's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
At DJ Envy, let me know what you want to hear right now. Sir Envy, one, let's go. Here we go.
That's a vibe. Oh, it's a vibe. And that's a vibe. Yeah. That's a vibe. She want a vibe. That's a vibe, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a vibe. She want a vibe. That's a vibe. It's a vibe, yeah, yeah, late night. Oh, it's a vibe, let me slide. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah, yeah. Dim the lights. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah. Get high. It's a vibe. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah.
It's a vibe, don't you lie. You're dripping, gushing, dripping down your thighs. It's a vibe, get high, digging deep while I'm looking in your eyes. Vibe,
You get paid, it's solely based on your performance. My ego is enormous, like my crib in California. If you ain't got no heart, man, you're gonna need a donor. Now I said I'm from the corner of the ATL. Well, we got that clientele, avoid paper trails. Broke so many bills down that I'm shell shocked. I held sold rocks by the mailbox.
Mama told me, ay, not to sell work. Mama, 17, 5, same color t-shirt.
Here we go.
Mama told me, ay,
at DJ Emmy, let's go.
Mama, 17, 5, same color t-shirt.
Poppin' with a pocket full of cottage. Whoa, chemo, stop it. Chopper, aim it, get your noggin. Had to call the addy, then the topper, had to chop it. Pocket watching, so I gotta keep the rocket. Blah. Neck, water, faucet, water. Market, birds, market. Pint stocking, next keep biting, neck wrist on hockey, hockey wrist on rocky, rocky, lotta, copy, huh? Name someone can stop me, no one call me Poppy, Sachi, that's my hobby, Sachi, got it on the mallet, pocket rocket from a wallet, one off in the chamber, ain't no need for me to cock it, get the dropping, when that Draco get the popping, all I want is cottage, roll up, cigar full of broccoli, cookie, no check, one off cash, I don't do deposit, cross the border from the tropics. I'ma get that bag. Ain't no doubt about it. Yeah, I'ma feed my family. Ain't no way around it. Family. Ain't gon' never let up. God said, show my talent. Show young. With the Anna. Walking with the hammer. Talking country grammar. Straight out North Atlanta. Northside. Young.
Popping with a pocket full of cottage.
Whoa, chemo, stop it. Chopper, aim it, hit your noggin. Had to call the addy. Then the topper had to chop it. Pocket watching, so I gotta
keep the Breakfast Club.
You know, a lot of girls be thinking my songs are about them, but this is not to get confused. This one's for you.
Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do.